Any evidence of tachyphylaxis as time goes on?
Not at all. So far, we had no tachyphylaxis. And if you want to spend the word in terms of adverse event, comparing the adverse event in the placebo group and the treated group, they are very similar, but just a mild increase of bone pain in treated patients, especially at the beginning of treatment, which is personally, I'm not surprised of that, because if the bone marrow is going to improve, probably at the beginning, there is a little bit of expansion, which may cause some bone pain, but then it stabilizes because the effective erythropoiesis is going to take over and not the ineffective erythropoiesis. So there will not be an expansion of the bone marrow long term. So this is the only difference at the beginning. We observed also few episodes of thrombotic events, but again, I have to mention that thrombotic risk is a major challenging thalassemia patients, especially those who are splenectomized. So at the end of the evaluation, the average of patients who had thrombotic events was not higher than that we observed in the general thalassemia population. So at this very moment, having concluded the BELIEF study, I think the results are definitely superior to the placebo group and are quite consistent to be considered a future treatment.
And I'm assuming the treatment is indefinite?
That's for sure. This is expected. We need, of course, to have a longer follow-up now to see how it goes. But personally, I'm expecting that is a kind of treatment which must be maintained. Maybe, but of course this is a pure speculation, maybe that long term the administration can be delayed, because whenever the bone marrow will be, let's say, stabilized in some way, maybe we don't need to keep the bone marrow under treatment.
It's interesting, you know, looking at this area of research, how the endpoints are very interesting to me, you know, coming from an oncology background. And you mentioned the fact, and the paper, of course, talks about the 70% hitting that goal in terms of response rate. But I don't know if you have like sort of a waterfall plot. Do pretty much all patients improve, or are there some patients who just don't have any response?
It's still difficult to say. And that's something that I also like to discuss with my colleagues and even with those involved in clinical trials. Actually, some patients cannot be defined good responder, because maybe they have an initial response and then maybe they stop it, or vice versa. They are not responding at the beginning, but later on they start to respond. And that, to me, is mainly due to the huge heterogeneity of the patients. Not all the patients enrolled have the same bone marrow status. When they are enrolled, some of them have a very suppressed bone marrow, some have a bone marrow which is still a little bit active. So I think that this is the type of the so-called personalized treatment that really should be personalized patient by patient. But to say that, we need to collect more data, and mainly more long-term data.